7. The junior Pinkertons held an emergency meeting on Thursday morning as soon as we were let out for a run. It was raining, and the walls of our cave were cold and a little wet. I had been thinking about Mr. Holtz and Van de Velde, and I had a theory. "What if we are looking for a spy?" I said to George, shivering. "What if there's a German spy at Weston School? You think old Holtz is taking information from Weston and passing it to Herr Hitler?" asked George. "But he found out that someone, Van de Velde, knew and was trying to send a letter out of Weston that would incriminate Holtz. So Holtz has been trying to find it, and now he's hurt Van de Velde." I nodded. "Well, it's possible," said George. "Holtz had the opportunity. But Alex, what about Van de Velde? We know that he bought into Ashby and Bly's smuggling operation, and we know that he's, well, not English. He spends all his hauls traveling the world with his father. What if his father is the spy, and Van de Velde has been sending him information? And he's been trying to get hold of another boy's letter because he knows it's important. He might have just pretended to fall down the stairs too. Alex, we have to go and search Van de Velde's room while he's still in the SAN." "But Van de Velde is a fourth year," I said. "The fourth year's dorms are on the fourth floor above ours. We usually don't have a good reason to go near them." "Alex," said George, winking at me, "don't you know who usually slogs for Van de Velde? Our friend Bob. And don't you know exactly what would make Bob swap with us just for today? That new Hardy Boys adventure you've been hiding at the bottom of your tuck box." George really is excellent to have in a tight spot. He always thinks of something.